It's Beer 30 on the Danny White Show. Because, you know, it's never too early. 97.7 The River.
It's time now for another round of Beer 30. It just made it sound like a game show. Ding, ding, ding. Welcome to Beer 30. Ding, dong, ding, dong. I've got
dump truck games.
Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. You can check out their podcast on Google Play and iTunes and find them on all the social medias. Welcome, guys, again to another thrilling round of Beer 30.
$200, Alex.
I'll wager $1.
Yeah. Big money, big money. No whammies.
$201, Drew.
All right. Today we have a beer from our friends at Oliver's. We tried their Oliver's Own Porter a while back, and this is Oliver's Market, locally owned, has their own line of beers, and this is Oliver's Own Hazy IPA.
Well, Oliver's has succumbed to the haze craze like everyone else. Hazies are the thing, as we've said before on the show and this radio station, that if you're a brewery right now, it is financially irresponsible to not brew a hazy.
And if there's one thing demand, about Oliver's, they're not financially irresponsible.
No.
Absolutely not. But yeah, this part two of the Oliver's Own beer journey brings us to this hazy IPA. 6.8% ABV. 6.8,
yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We go through our AATMF. The first thing I'm going to notice is that this hazy isn't that hazy.
No, it's moderately hazy.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I wonder if that's just because we've been so, we've grown so accustomed now to like the super milky thick hazies that we've seen come through, because this is clearly...
It's still hazy.
Yeah, this is clearly, it's clearly not filtered.
This is an unfiltered beer versus like the milk hazies that we've seen. Like you said, the overly hazed, overly heavy and creamy beers. That is like now pushing the gambit. This is
I'm more intrigued by this hazy than most, just by looking at the color and the consistency
and I'll be honest,
of it.
The aroma was awesome.
Yeah,
it actually smelled like an IPA. It smells great. For a change, instead of just a.
So it's a nice coppery orange color. A decent amount of lacing. What do we say? 6.8%.
Yes, sir.
It smells like a juicy IPA for
sure. Fresh fruit. Smells like fresh fruit. I get a lot
watermelon
of
rind. Yeah. You said apricot, just right. I mean, I overstep you, but watermelon rind was the thing that like I had to really think about. But it's very distinct in this.
For sure, it's the fruit flavor, fruit forwardness, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have the sugary fructose aroma to it. You know, you can really smell that sweetened, like watermelon. You can get really heavy handed with, and have overly sweet, you know, almost like a watermelon puree smell. This doesn't have that. You smell it, but it's not necessarily overtaking with the beer. It still smells like a beer, which
it's like that. It's the cornucopia of fruit.
Yeah, there's a little bit of grass in the nose of this too.
Not just that.
Yeah, I don't get any cornucopia in this.
No,
I can't smell it.
You're not doing cornucopia right then.
Clearly,
The mouthfeel on this is nice. It is not rich. It's not overly cloying. It's plenty juicy. There is more bittering hop in the finish of this than we get out of most hazies.
Yes,
both this and the porter we had before from Oliver's. I really like the carbonation.
Yes.
I know it's like
carbonation level. You're on our level. You know how we like to talk about that carbonation level.
No, that's
what's
really
that carbonation
point.
Do?
Well, the porter, you know, the nice thing about the porter is that that's going to be a low level carbonation anyway. That style of beer traditionally doesn't.
But it was good.
It was balanced. Because also, you know, the key thing with carbonation is not only is it, you know, help with the drinking of the beer, but also like the cleansing of the palate.
Yeah.
It's, you know, very, very, very important. And I think this one too, you're right. The carbonation level is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a limb here. This is probably the best hazy I've ever had.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
It's really, I mean, I know we're not at the thumbs up, thumbs down section of the game show today, but it's really good. It's really good.
Well, and here's the thing, because it's like, I don't want to call it an unhazy hazy, but it's definitely the most restrained hazy that we've had recently.
Yeah. Well put together. Well thought out.
Yeah.
Well, cerebral.
We've said many times on this show and on the podcast that sometimes the genius is in the restraint. And I think they exercise some of that here.
Yeah.
With the hazies, you don't get a lot of the bittering hop. I do think that there is some in this, which makes it.
There is, because I'm still.
Balances and closes it out, really.
You get a nice, very subtle hop residual on your palate. It's you taste the hops, you taste the beer, you get the fruit forwardness, but it ends really clean and it has a nice hop oil taste. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very palatable. It's very nice and very refreshing.
So I will say this. I think if you are, you know, a fan of what the haze craze has become, you might be disappointed by this because it's not rich and thick in this super milkshakey type mess that some of the hazies have become. So if you've become a fan of where that's gone, this might not be for you. However, I think that's what makes this a great beer is the fact that they're that it is all of the things that hazies were in the very, very beginning with arguably a better finish. And I think they really exercise some restraint and there's great balance. And I, as much as I want to just poo-poo all hazies, I cannot do it with this one. This is a nice beer too.
Yeah. I just think that, again, just to recap, the fact that the flavors aren't muddled, they're crisp and sharp, and you get really good balance from start to finish. That's the sign of a really good beer.
Yeah.
When you have complete balance, and this beer offers that. And in no way, shape, or form is that a paid endorsement.
We should probably be clear about that because we've really liked both these beers that they put out.
Right.
So,
hey, they do a good job. They do a good job, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Oliver's Own. This is Oliver's Own Hazy IPA. And you can grab it at Oliver's. Thumbs up all the way around. There you go.
Woohoo!
I'm going to drink more. I'm. Do I have to wrap this up? Or?
Yeah, can we end the show right now?
Yeah.
Just no, let's close up shop. Let's just drink and grumble, and we'll just leave the mics hot. We'll see what happens.
See what gets going in this splashdown.
Then you radio kids will know exactly what goes on our podcast.
Hey, I don't need to feed my kids. I don't need this job. Let's go ahead. Let's just keep going.
Big deal.
Whatever. You can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30 and check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on Google Play, iTunes. Find them on all the socials as well. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.
Avita, Zane.
Cheers.